Hi there. The word for you today is on building trust and intimacy in communication. Paul writes Colossians 4 verse 6, the New Living Translation of Scripture, and I quote, "Let your conversation be gracious and attractive, so that you will have the right response to everyone." Building trust and intimacy in communication requires these two things. First, working to build trust. You see, trust isn't a right. It's a privilege you earn by proving that you're trustworthy. We pay little attention to politicians who say, "You can count on me," unless their track record supports it. Christ's standard for trust was this, John 14 verse 11, "Believe because of the work you have seen me do." We know from social psychology research that speaking gently and slowly can deepen the listener's openness and respect for you. Yep, the tone of your voice matters a lot. The University of Houston did a study that found if you lower your voice and speak slowly, your listener will respond with greater openness and trust. This research has helped oncologists present bad news to patients in a more supportive way. When doctors reduced their speaking rate and pitch, patients perceived them as more caring and sympathetic. Interesting, isn't it? The Bible says in Proverbs 15 verse 1, "A soft answer turns away wrath," and it'll work for you too. And number two, by training your brain to really listen. Let's be honest, listening is hard work. Why? Because we habitually focus on ourselves and our interests through constant self-talk. Studies show that the average person cuts in before the speaker finishes. Even doctors who were trained to listen for important medical information tend to cut patients off within 23 seconds, long before they've been fully heard. So, train yourself to stay focused on the other person, on their words, their facial expressions, and their body language. Within just a few weeks, you can actually train yourself to become the kind of communicator that people will trust.